Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the podcast, the home episode, because, we're still doing them from home, because can't get everybody in the studio, and not everybody lives here right now. So I'll be your host, Ted Smith. In my left screen, up top today, is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
The boys are back, baby, getting the basics done this year. I can see you guys are feeling it. I'm feeling it, too. Let's go.
All right, back there on the bottom square, getting the studio all set up, recording on his favorite laptop, Matt Conner, the producer, MCTT. What's up, Matt?
Man, I mean, Cobb just brought up back to basics, and so I can't figure out if, like, I'm either crushing it or blowing it right here. Because tonight when I went to get ready for the podcast, I always plug my microphone into a mixer. And now that mixer won't turn on, which the mixer is like a very basic component of recording. But even without it, I'm still recording on the computer mic. So this feels like it's back even further to basics.
Caveman days.
Well, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because I wanted to remind people, like, so yesterday, Monday, is considered Blue Monday, like the most depressed day of the year. Mainly because people, like, the holidays are over. Like, it's dark outside. A lot of people have already given up on their resolutions. But I would also remind people, like, it's still only January 19th. Like, some people are giving up on a resolution. Some people, like, a lot of you, like, you haven't even started one. No worries. It's January 19th. Like, you have plenty of time to get this stuff underway.
Dude, yeah. And I would follow that with the advice that I read in the guy who wrote Dilbert. What's that guy's? Scott Adams. Pretty okay book, but great advice. He said, goals are for losers. He was like, it's all about having a system. Put yourself on a system. And honestly, consistency wins the day, man. You could not have told that to 23-year-old me. Probably even 29-year-old me wouldn't have listened, but consistency is the move, man.
It is. But I am definitely a goal-oriented person. I mean, I like to have something to look forward to.
Well, so his point with that was, I'm with you. I've always had goals in my life, but what he was saying is if you have a singular goal, then 99% of the time when you're working on that, you haven't achieved the goal. So you're in, like, you're failing. Like, every day is like a failure until, oh, I got the gold. Now I'm a champion, or I have a gold record, or whatever it was. But he said, if you have a system, then with your system, you can win every day and it still pulls you towards your goal. So if your system is, you know, I'm going to work out 3 days a week, every time you work out, that's a victory. Versus a goal, you're like, oh, I want to have six pack abs. You go to the gym, crank it out, and you're like, oh, I don't have a six pack. Next time you go to the gym, boom, I don't have a six pack. Next time you go to the gym, boom, I don't have a six pack. So his whole thing was basically like setting it up so you feel like you're winning will help you kind of pull towards what your ultimate aim was rather than always being in lack. And, you know, for whatever reason, that resonated with me.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably we're not too far off from talking about the same thing, right? Like, obviously you don't want, you know, cause some people, I mean, Matt can attest to this, but especially when, you know, just for me, when you talk about weight loss, like you read a lot of people that are like, hey, you can lose the weight. It's not going to change your mind. Like just
hitting, that's what I'm talking about.
Certain goal weight. But also like when I say I like goals, like I don't think it's that crazy to say, all right, in 3 months, I want to drop 8 pounds. And then, you know, I would still take the victories of staying consistent there. So that's what I'm saying. I think we're basically talking about the same kind of idea, right? I mean, that's what back to basics is, right? I mean, we got to get out of the blocks, right?
Dude, I totally agree. Totally agree.
We want to win the race, but until we get out of the blocks, the rest of the race is pointless.
Yeah. And obviously it could be argued too, like, well, like going to the gym every day is a goal, you know? So it's like, it's pretty arbitrary where you draw the line. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. And I've talked about this before, but I saw a whole TED talk on don't tell other people your goals.
Dude. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. The psychological community is split 50-50.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it sounds like for some, oh, Matt's nodding. Matt, you want to take this one?
No, keep going.
Oh, so it sounds like for a large, for some percentage of the population, not telling your goals or not telling other people your goals keeps you motivated to achieve them. Because when you tell people your goals, you receive the same dopamine hit as if you had already accomplished them. You're like, hey, I'm going to go run a marathon. And then you get, and they're like, wow, you're going to run a marathon. That's so cool. You must be in such good shape. You get the dopamine hit and then you don't follow through because you already got the reward. The other half says that by telling people your goals, you are subjecting yourself to what's called the consistency bias. And the consistency bias is that people follow through on who they think they are. And if you're telling someone that you are something, you don't want everyone to think you're a liar. So then you're making basically a public contract that you're going to do that. And you don't want to look like you went back on your word. And for one group of people, one works really well and the other works terrible. And the other group, the opposite. So you got to find out which one you are.
I like that they're split 50-50 because I don't know. I think I prefer to kind of like set a goal, but keep it to myself, you know, as opposed to always making these statements. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that.
Yep.
I mean, that's, I don't know. I think sometimes too, that's the tough part about goals or accomplishing some of these things is like, do you want to accomplish it? Or are you just doing this because, I don't know, somebody told you, you got to quit smoking. Like, do you want to quit smoking? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Exactly. Yeah. I'm totally with you. I'm in the same camp, except that I have a big mouth. So I feel like I'm like good for like 3 or 4 days. And then I'm like, all right, I got to tell somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think too.
You're a really disciplined person. Sorry.
I think it depends on the goals too, right? Like when I was working with Matt, we never set like, hey, we got to do this, right? It was just like, let's just stay consistent and keep working the program.
I would say I love this, by the way. When people have weight loss goals, like more power to them. But like probably over 50% of my clients now, like we've never discussed a goal weight and they, you know, find out they lost weight along the way. One guy the other day, he actually listens, was like, yeah, I went to the doctor and turns out I lost 25 pounds. Like we never checked the scale once. So that's pretty awesome to find that out, man.
Damn.
Yeah. So the Nutrition Made Fun course launches on February 1st. I have a goal that like 10 to 15 the podcast listeners want to sign up and hit me up on you know, Instagram at the other MLK would probably be the easiest way, or at Nutrition Made Fun. They're both on my phone. But 8 weeks, tons of fun. All this sort of stuff we're talking about as far as like the process, right? Like, but the goals are fine, but it's definitely going to be living up to the name and be a lot of fun. And all these strategies that have helped Ted and a bunch of other people just condensed down into 8 weeks. And I say a lot of words that I can't say on the podcast.
Dude, since you're pimping it real quick, what's like the one sentence? What is it? I don't know what Nutrition Made Fun
is. It's the most profane, pro fun weight loss course on the internet.
Okay. So like I take the course and it's like, go through some videos that change.
Yeah. I mean, you'll learn simple, consistent habits that you can, simple, effective habits that you can stay consistent with for the long haul. It's built for life. It's 8 weeks that are going to serve you for the rest of your life. You will lose weight along the way, but like these strategies, I just talked to a client that I haven't worked with on nutrition for over a year. She lost like 25 pounds in that year. She's lost 25 more since we stopped working together, because it just keeps working. So it's for people that are like not looking for a super quick fix, but like 8 weeks is pretty quick. You'll get a bunch of stuff, but it'll last for years. And I just put a lot of effort into making it fun and entertaining, and like just narrowing down the stuff that's worked the best for Ted and all the other people that I've, you know, helped lose a bunch of weight and have a good time in the process.
Yeah. And Amanda Fish.
I would say part of it too is just you're just going to learn some different things. Like even for me, right? Like obviously the holidays, you know, did a little overeating with my birthday and stuff, but like it wasn't hard in January to be like, we got to cut out this. We got to cut out. It wasn't any of that. It's like, all right, we got to add back in the fruits and the vegetables. We got to add back in cooking at home, right? As opposed to just being like, well, now I can never have pizza again until April. Like, no, we'll have some pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. And just enjoy the pizza. I mean, how many times, Ted, where it was like, man, I ate this, I ate that. I'm like, did you enjoy it? Like, that's what it's about. It's not about avoiding red light foods. It's like, make them count, enjoy them. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. February 1st, it launches. I'll have more details and web presence developing between now and then, but want to get it out. And yeah, I would love to help people that listen in every week. Like I know you're out there, and I have a few clients that have found me through this podcast, and we have a lot of fun. So this will be more of the same.
Yeah, I feel like I crossed a good line this weekend. I was like, all right, I see everybody doing this. I'm going to do a whole thing of sheet pan vegetables, right?
Ooh.
So I read the instructions. I don't need a ton of squash, but I bought a bunch of squash. Anyhow, long story short, meal prep didn't go so hot because I was like, God damn, this squash is great. And basically, like, I was like, all right, so now we've eaten most of the squash. But I was like, look at me. 40 years old making these sheet pan vegetables like I've read about on BuzzFeed and every other thing for 5 years.
Dude, Ted, we're the same person. I just had butternut squash for the first time in my life yesterday.
How good is that?
Dude, it was bomb. I think my girlfriend put like a little butter and some salt on there, and ooh,
squash season's in full effect, boys.
Yeah,
that is citrus week down here.
Okay. What do you guys know about spaghetti squash?
I don't know nothing.
Is nothing? That when you like cook it and then like use a fork to make it like spaghetti?
Yeah, as you take it out, like it's kind of stringy by nature, and like so yeah, you cook it and then as you scoop it out with the fork, like they're just these little like strings of squash that look like little spaghetti noodles. They taste awesome and you know, obviously a lot healthier than actual spaghetti noodles. Not saying avoid those, but like maybe try some spaghetti squash. It's delicious. And, you know, those healthy swaps, you know, sometimes they're worth it. Other times they're not. But most people that have tried spaghetti squash are like, that stuff's awesome. Doesn't mean you have to avoid regular spaghetti because that's also delicious. But check it out next time.
Boys, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I love the conversation we're having, but what happened to us? We used to talk about snorting drugs off women's genitals and Matt going on dates with T-girls. And now we're talking about spaghetti squash.
You got back soft.
I know.
We're getting old, boys. God damn.
We did get old. Even this weekend. Like, I had Monday off, right? And Sunday night, I was sitting here on Zoom with a couple people, and I was like, I don't have to work tomorrow. And, like, we had some beers, but I was like, I don't know. I don't have an obligation to get wasted so I don't have to work tomorrow. And I was like, it's not worth it. I gotta hit
the grocery store. That's for the birds. Dude, I was in bed at 8:30 last night. Like, what does that say about me? It's not good. I'll tell you that.
I think also, honestly, like, number one, the Seahawks are done. So I've noticed, like, when you watch football and it's not your team involved, it's not nearly as intense. And then number two is, like, I think it's just naturally that part of the year. Like, the fall's fun. You had a blast at Christmas and everything, and everybody's kind of like, yeah, I don't know, it's January. Like, it's cold out. It's not, there's still stuff to do, but it's like, I don't know, like, let's wait till the spring when it's nice to do stuff.
Yep, time to draw back the bowstring is what I've been saying around the house.
Oh, wow, I like that.
Is that powerful? I don't know if that was going to come across really nerdy. I was like, I was on the fence about saying it. Yeah, true though.
Yeah, well, and I feel like this time of year, just natural for people, like, you either start prepping for the spring or you just say, the hell with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. I was just saying, my second note on here was like, it's prep time for summer, which is crazy because it's January. But I'm like, you got to start thinking about it now.
Dude, we've been friends so long. I thought you were going to say on your, I thought you were going to say on your little sheet, it had like, get six pack by beach week.
That's beach early week? June.
Ted, I don't care when it is. Okay. We need something to look forward to.
All right. I'm afraid to ask this because I think I know what your answers are going to be, but like, what is your guys' thoughts on this summer? Do you think are we opening back up? Is there going to be festivals? Is there going to be concerts? Or is it going to be like last summer?
Matt?
Man, that's a tough one to predict. What do I want or what do I think? Unfortunately, I think there are different things, and I just don't see, I don't know that this summer is going to be like popping off like a normal summer. It might be a little bit better than last summer in some regards. I think it would be cool to be able to have a little bit larger gatherings that are mostly outdoors and stuff. And like, that might be feasible. But I mean, I think for everything to get back to the way it was, you know, a lot's going to happen on the vaccine front. And even if like the systems were in place to get it to everybody, a lot of people don't want it. And I think that's going to be a bit of a monkey wrench that is going to lead to it being longer for stuff to go back to the way I liked it.
Matt, that pen looks like a giant joint in your hand.
I wish it was, man.
Me too. I would say, Ted, I don't have a crystal ball, but you've always kind of been my Nostradamus. What do you think is going to happen? Where are we at come July?
So,
masterful deflection.
Honestly, like, I'm asking, because to be honest with you, like, I am not sure. Like, I thought by spring we'd have stuff, but like, I feel confident in saying by next fall, like, most you'll be able to go see sporting events and probably some smaller shows. But my big worry is that, like, the big stuff this summer, festivals and whatnot, are all going to be canceled still.
All right, I'll say this, boys. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Let's roll the clock back and look at what we were saying like a year ago. Or no, 10 months ago. We were like, oh man, this thing, it's not that serious, whatever, it'll be gone in like a couple weeks. I know I said that. I thought it was going to be like 3 weeks. Now, the only thing I can really hang my you know it's true.
He said we were saying. I was like, I don't think I said that. What are we talking?
I did not.
I was. Look, dude, Juicy J is my enemy, okay? you had nothing to do with it. I get it. But as a podcast, we stand together. We're grouped elements, boys. I'm sorry. Live by the sword, die by the sword. No, what I was going to say is the only thing I really have to hang my hat on now is starting tomorrow, 100 million doses in the first 100 days of the presidency. That's what he threw out. I know Microsoft's campus is getting on board, letting people get vaccinated there. Many stadiums, CVS, you know, Walgreens. So I think they're going to push this thing pretty hard, man. I think there's the political will to do it. There's the capital. Matt, you're right. The people not wanting to get vaccinated is a major monkey wrench. And I would say that, you know, some of those people's concerns are legitimate. Big Pharma has hurt a lot of people over the years. But, you know, vaccines work. And they've been shown to work. The mRNA, you know, it has a lot of strong potential for the future. I'm going to get vaccinated. I hope people listening do too. But I understand that people are hesitant. I definitely see that side. And I think, you know, there's some gray area in terms of the pharmaceutical company's legitimacy and truthfulness surrounding things in the past. However, I think ultimately good outweighs the bad with this one. And, you know, 100 million vaccines, that puts us at almost a third of the population. That allows some things to open back up, a little room to breathe. I think by August, Ted Smith sitting at a tailgate. I'll say it.
You know, it's funny. I did not have the COVID one, but I had a flu shot and a tetanus shot last week. A couple of vaccinations.
Dude, lowest flu rates we've seen in like decades this year.
Yeah, well, I think a huge part of that is you can't have gatherings.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, that's like cold and flu season. A lot of people, I think, are always like, oh, it's colder out. That's why you're getting sick. It's like, no, it's because it's Thanksgiving and Christmas and Christmas parties. And you're spending more time in enclosed places with people, spaces with people.
Yeah, because it's cold out. It's like, yeah, it's cold out. That means we're all inside huddled together getting each other sick. Not so much, it's cold out and that's why we're sick. That makes sense. I never even thought about that, but in the last year, you start thinking about things a little differently as far as people getting sick.
I mean, yeah, like I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like every time you go to like a, you know, if you have like a huge family or a huge like work event, like there's somebody always sick at a Christmas party.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, in previous years, it was like, ah, screw it. I'll just go. It's fine. Nobody will care. And it's like, oh, I will say that's one nice thing about this pandemic. I like the fact we're getting a little more on board with like, if you have the flu, don't come to work. That old way of thinking. I'm glad it's going out the window. Like, right. If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, seriously. And this is a classic example of correlation does not equal causation. Like just because two things happen at the same time doesn't mean one affects the other. It happens to be cold outside, but that's not, you're not getting the flu because you're cold.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll say about like I get it. I you can hear it in my voice. Like I'm tired of it too. I was talking to a couple friends this morning. They're just like, I'm so sick of this. I was like, yeah, well, everybody is, you know? And I think, you know, I just try to be careful. Not sometimes when you're upset about something and there isn't a clear answer, you just start looking to blame, you know, anything, anybody. And it's like, right. Like we're all mentally fatigued from this.
I mean, blame God.
It's been a bitch.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if people who listen are really religious or whatever, but have you noticed that like, I feel like they're always like, it was God's plan when it's like a touchdown or something cool. But like with something like this, like he's just mysteriously like, I'm not seeing a lot of credit given to the man or woman. You know what I mean? Like he's just conspicuously absent. Like, oh, well, you know, it's God's will, kill 400,000 people. I don't know, man. It always seems like a weird juxtaposition to me. Weirdly saying that, I actually do believe in God and I'm an agnostic theist, but you just, you know, you don't see, yeah, I don't think he gets attribution on both sides of the coin. That's all.
No, and I mean, look, I went to a Catholic high school. We always prayed and stuff before the game, right? But like, I don't think God's sitting up there wondering, you know, like, all right, what about when Boston College plays Notre Dame, two famous Catholic universities? Like, is he up there like, oh man, I don't know who I'm going to give it to this year.
Ted, I'll tell you right now, this is somebody I have intimate knowledge of. He's a BC guy. Touchdown, right, Jesus ain't doing anything for our boy.
We're going to take a quick break right now, and then we'll be back. David Cobb, that's a good line. All right, we are back in action, and maybe time to read a few emails. Cobb, you got some emails over there?
Chia, boy. So we were talking last week about the cop topic was like, if 2020 was a cocktail, what would it be? And I actually remember during the week, usually I leave all the emails till, you know, till the podcast, but they come in on my phone. And so occasionally I'll just glance down and see one. And this one I saw, got a good laugh. Yeah, 6 days ago. The 2020 drink is clearly the bar's pour mat and or a catch tray poured into a pint glass and microwaved. Cheers, boys. August.
Dude, I will say that cop topic was good. I was using it all weekend on some Zoom calls with people. I was like, all right, 2020 is a drink. What is it?
Dude, the bar mat has got to be the best answer I've heard. It's a little bit of everything, baby.
And you got to warm it up in the microwave. Like, oh, God, I'm going to puke just thinking about that.
If 2020 was a drink, I'm pretty sure it would be a colonoscopy prep with a drop shot of Devil's Anus Carolina Reaper meat ink. Cheers, boys. The Exterminator.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus.
That stuff's terrible.
He sent us the link to Satan's anus as a product? Is that a product?
Yeah.
Boys, this podcast gets crazier every week for me.
Dude, I am not a spicy person to begin with, but my buddy Sean made some very spicy pickles. And then he was like, those are the spicy ones. And I was like, I hate spicy stuff. And then I got drunk and was like doing shots of the brine. And I mean, my butthole in it felt like there was a hole in my chest for like a day. I was just like, I got to stop eating spicy stuff.
Yeah, it makes you want to wipe with a pint of ice cream. How hot does something have to be to name it Satan's anus? Like, Jesus.
Well, I don't want to get stuck in a hole here with the peppers, but that's the thing. Like, that dude made that pepper, the Carolina Reaper. Like, he's just down there, like, messing around trying to make things hotter than they should be. Like, that thing never grew, and, like, habanero was always the hottest pepper for years. Then he's like, well, I'm going to take that and mix it with this pepper and come up with this pepper.
Oh, I didn't know that. He invented the Carolina Reaper?
Yeah. It's only been around for like 15 years.
Wow.
Dude, I love stuff like that.
I mean, he's just doing what a bunch of people have been doing with weed for a while now that I really appreciate, but with peppers that I'm not as crazy about.
Yeah, but like, I feel like that's like a household kind of name. Like, that's cool that he kind of just came up with his own thing. I don't know. It always makes me feel like you can really just like do a lot of stuff with your life. You take things for granted, you know? Like, you're like, we have Sweet Tango apples. And I was like, that was just some dude over in Eastern Washington trying to make a cool apple.
It's pretty wild out there. A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Satan's Anus.
For inspiring podcast. Us all.
Like, Jesus, boys. Like, these are just coming into my phone, you know? Like, you guys don't know what it's like out here, man. You guys just hear him on the podcast, have a laugh, and go on with your lives, dude. But this is like infiltrating my psyche. All right. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Oh, so I forgot to tell you, this is from Vegas, Jake. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the
boys, I'm still out here. I think I sent in an email a few weeks ago that must have gotten lost in the shuffle of a particularly busy week for writing in. Or, in an equally likely scenario, I just forgot to hit send like a dumbass. Things have changed since you last heard from me. Miami Jake is no more. I packed up the white Lambo and headed west for the only city fueled by as much cocaine as the 305, Las Vegas. That's right. We're back to basics out in the desert. No more excuses, no more distractions, except for modest sports betting and gummy habits. Let's make 2021 the year shit's going to happen again. Or the year shit happens again. Vegas Jake.
How are you going from Miami to Vegas? Just like, good Lord, man. Is he just running strip clubs? Like, what is going on?
That is a lifestyle. Like, dude, the two most, arguably, like, the two most, like, glittery party cities in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I trust you, Jake, but back to basics? Like, you're living in Vegas.
Dude, here's the thing. I will say, in defense of the desert, it is a weird way to, like, you can get... Yeah, Ted, you've experienced it. You can get like back in touch with nature out there in a weird way that you can't do in the city. I mean, Andre Agassi's from did a bunch of his training out in Vegas, so I could see that. But damn, dude, yeah, that's like a lot of those boot camps. I feel like are in like Camp Pendleton and stuff, like kind of in the desert. But with a side of Vegas, that's not too bad.
Right. That's what I was going to say, right? Like, if he was in another part of the desert, I'm like, man, Vegas. Now, granted, I've never spent any time in Vegas outside of, like, 3 or 4 days. I've been like, get me the hell out of this city.
Ted, I remember you talking my ear off about the, was it the, not the Hard Rock Cafe, that place you stayed that was, like, off the strip for, like, a radio thing with the Circle Bar?
That was the Hard Rock. It's something different now, but that Circle Bar was awesome.
Dude, I know you love that thing.
God, one of the best bars I've ever been to in my life.
If 2020 was a cocktail, it's a beautiful, refreshing looking whiskey sour with nice cherry on top. It looks promising, but then you drink it and here's where it goes wrong. It's been made with alcohol-free, smoky, peaty whiskey, sugar-free syrup, a super sweet lime juice, and a cherry, and the cherry is a pepper. You then ask the bar person, does this not need egg whites in it? They shrug their shoulders and walk away coughing. Let's get 2021 done, boys. And hopefully we get that Guinness in Dublin soon. Also, Matt, there's alcohol-free Guinness if you want in. Best wishes in LARP on, Ron.
Nice. Ron just celebrated a birthday last week as well.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt, did you see Bud Heavy came out with a zero?
Yeah, I've had it. I had it down here. It's all right. I'd prefer PBR, NA, whatever they call that one. But that was the same when I drank, too. PBR over Bud Heavy all day.
I'm with
you. And, yeah, so I've seen that, and I'm curious if the Guinness alcohol-free is its own thing that hasn't made it its way to the States, because we have Caliber with a K over here, which is made by Guinness.
Yeah, some of that stuff takes a minute because my favorite Strongbow flavor, they don't sell it in the States.
Right. And Heineken Zero I had over in Amsterdam and it didn't come to the States for like a year.
Yeah, that thing's popping up big time now.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Is the term Bud Diesel still used?
I mean, I think it just depends on who says what. Like, I just got into Bud Heavy was just the term I started using years ago, but yeah, Bud Diesels, I think still work.
All right.
Answering the hard hitting questions here.
Dude,
I got to say relevant, man.
So my buddy, Brett, you guys have met Brett, the Halloween or at my party or whatever. So he's from St. Louis. My favorite term from him that I stole is drinking 2x4s, 24 ounce can.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
Brett is an awesome dude. I mean,
oh yeah,
he makes every conversation better. He's just wildly fascinating and entertaining.
Hello, gentlemen. I was listening to the beginning of your recent podcast, and as it has often, the term back to basics came up. In the beginning, I'd written off this idea because it hadn't really hit me what that meant to me. However, in recent weeks, I feel like I've been struggling with my life, schedule, and emotions in general. I seem to be a slow learner and not very introspective, so it took me some time to see how this applies to me. I have to thank you, because in conjunction with trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with me lately, I decided to essentially get back to basics and then build from there so I can see where my emotions have gone haywire. I've discovered that with winter and COVID, my schedule, like most people, got screwed. I couldn't work out outside, which I love doing, and I can't see the people that I love most since I work in the healthcare field and I'm high risk to get and spread COVID. So I have to thank you for keeping this theme of back to basics going so that I could get reminded each week that self-care is important to my overall well-being. It took me longer than most to figure out what that means to me. But I want to thank you for your consistency so that I could start taking the steps of bettering myself, and hopefully I'll figure out why I'm struggling so much. So I have to say thank you to the gentlemen of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Sincerely, Jessica in Salt Lake.
Oh, nice. That's a very nice email. That's awesome. Yeah, and I mean, look, we could sit here and talk about it, but trust me, it's not like, you know, the three of us talk about it all the time off of here too. Like, it's hard. Like, 2020 was a hard year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even just Saturday, taking one of my urban hikes, I just hadn't, like, gotten it, like, it was just kind of, like, it was just fun. I forgot, like, oh, yeah. Like, you get to see something different, and, like, Yeah, like for Jessica there, like you're used to working out outside, and like besides the fitness level, you forget. Like after a while, you're like, oh yeah, I kind of like this. Like I'm outside doing stuff.
100%.
All right, Cobb, does that do it for the emails there?
We got one more 2020 drink, and that's it.
All right, let's hear it.
What's up, boys? My 2020 drink. I was originally thinking a Long Island iced tea like Ted, but then throw in a cement mixer and some cough syrup with a bottle of ghost pepper hot sauce tipped upside down like the Red Bull in the trash can, and you have to drink it with a straw made from hay or paper. Both suck, so either one. Happy New Year, the Zamboni driver.
Man, I use paper straws, but those straws, right? You can only use it for a drink, and then you got to swap it out.
Better drink fast, too.
Right. Suck that down, man. Suck it down. You know what? Let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
All right. Cool. We already talked about the Nutrition Made Fun course. I've been putting a lot of effort into that, getting ready for the launch on February 1st. Got the hosting figured out and where I'm going to have it, and it looks really cool, and I'm really stoked on that. It's just been a lot of fun putting finishing touches on. And like, I've been writing and filming it for months, so like revisiting stuff and being like, damn, this is pretty awesome. Like when you're separated from something that you created a while ago, because when you're in it, it's just this like overanalyzing every little detail and stuff. And then like came down to the desert, worked on my golf game, let it breathe, revisiting, back to basics, ready for launch February 1st. And it's like, damn, there's some good stuff in here. Like, that's been a ton of fun. That's taken up, most of my days when I'm not with clients one-on-one on Zoom like this. So, other than that, I have some big news.
All right.
Pertaining to golf, but it's big. You know how much I love Rory McIlroy. Cobb, did you listen to Rory McIlroy when I sent it to you?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Dude, fire. It's an obscure category. It kind of reminds me of nerdcore rap. Because it's a pretty narrow niche of people who are going to be into it. But yeah, good bars. Definitely.
Right. So I'm a big fan of this guy, Rory McIlroy, who raps about golf exclusively. This is the only thing. So while I was down here, I maxed out on my guest privileges at the country club that my dad's a member of. And it turns out they have this membership for like the kids that some guy was on the board and wanted his kids to be able to play. And so it's like super cheap for your kids to join. In the last couple of years, they've rolled out this membership option, but it's like full membership. Like I can bring my own guests. So of course my dumbass move one within an hour of my dad being like, congratulations, you're the newest member down here. Hit Rory McIlroy up in the Instagram DMs. Like, yo dude, you're looking at the newest member of Desert Horizons. If you're ever in Palm Springs, let me know. I'd love to, host you out for a round. Like, I listen to you all the time on the driving range here, and I know those Spotify streams aren't paying for any greens fees, so come on out. I'll treat you in person. He took me up on it. He's Woo! In. Yeah.
When's he coming out?
Huh?
When's he coming out?
We haven't gotten out to all the logistics. I don't want him to, like, come all the way out here just for that, but it's like, dog, you're a golf rapper. Like, this is a golf paradise. You will find yourself here at some point. And you got an invite and an awesome course with some scoring opportunities, epic views, and like the par threes are kind of a bitch. They're really long, just to let you know. But like, yeah,
that's
dude,
awesome.
That's tight.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, in my dumb little world, like that was the biggest news of the day imaginable. I've just been so hyped ever since.
Dude, I love a moonshot, man, because they hit more than you think they would.
Yeah, I was like, what's he gonna do, say no or ignore me? Like, big deal. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out. There's no timetable, but that's big news in my world. I'm very stoked.
And I just love that you become a member, you can bring a guest, and that's the first person you hit up.
Yeah.
Did you hit up Roger as well?
I sure did.
All right.
Also got an in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I just didn't say I figured as much, but like, yeah, I we've talked about both, but like, you know, and I love what Roger Steele's doing, but like, yeah, when the amount that, I mean, I watch his Instagram all the time, but it's not as much as I listen to Rory McIlroy. And like, I've messaged Roger, like, the greatest thing you've done for me is introduced me to Rory McIlroy. I don't think you understand how much of an impact it's had on my life, but I appreciate it. So I don't know. I just been fired up about it these last few days. And yeah, it was tough not to spill the beans on that earlier. Like, I want to tell anyone that'll listen, like at the grocery store, like, how's it going? Great. Glad you asked. There's this rapper.
That's tight.
Are you familiar with golf rap? Let me tell you a story.
There's no line behind us. You got time, right?
6 feet away, but I want to tell you the story.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take another quick break there, and then we'll finish it up. All right. Well, we're back, and I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Obviously, the way I say Cobb topic, I stole from Hot Pockets. From Jim Gaffigan. They just recalled a bunch of peanut butter. Jesus. Pepperoni Hot Pockets. And I just feel like a lot of people in their early 20s are just crushed.
They recalled them?
Yeah, they may contain plastic or glass.
Whoa.
Jesus, that's a hell of a recall.
Little manufacturing.
Over 700,000.
How many?
What?
They recalled over 700,000 packages of it.
700,000. Packages, yeah. And the packages have two in them.
Two, yeah.
Wow. 1.4 mil. Wow.
Oh, my God. I just cannot even imagine. Like, you know, I'm sure they had some consumer complaint. And can you imagine being the guy who has to make that call? I mean, 700,000 of them. You know, that's a big write down.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I think we all went through that phase in your life where you, like, I feel like when I first moved to Seattle, like, I lived on Hot Pockets. And, of course,
hell yeah, bro.
Lean Pockets.
Fuck
right?
Lean Pockets, dude. I'm a Hot Pocket guy. Talk to me about some ham and cheese, a little pepperoni.
You never got down with the chicken broccoli one?
Dude, I f*** with that energy. I'm just saying, like, dollar for dollar, I'm going Hot Pocket over Lean Pocket, man. Don't try to give me one of the most unhealthy foods and give me the healthy version of it. It's like people who eat healthy donuts. I'm just like, come on, man. Let's do this or not. Like, are we dancing? Are we not right. dancing? Thank That's you. All I'm saying. Like, Ted, you were saying before we started this cast, like, something was half-stepping. Oh, yeah, the lockdowns. It's like, are we locked down or are we not, man? No such thing as halfway crooks.
No, man. Just let me know.
Yeah. All right. Dude, I had a different Cobb topic, but Jessica's email inspired me. And I'm actually kind of curious. We were talking about it last week, what our various strategies were and whatever. You know, obviously, Matt's going caveman with no mixer tonight. The Cobb topic this week, I just want to hear what's going on with people's lives. How are you getting back to basics? Email us, email thepodcast.com or hit us up at the Twitter machine. I feel like I mostly know your guys' answers. Just a quick, you know, quick little thing. What's bringing you back?
Let's say last week, went and got the physical, and then because the gyms are kind of opening back up. So I got Osiris, got the boss back on Friday. Just doing that and then trying to, I don't know, in the last year, like, stuff's been so serious, whether it's pandemic or political or this and that. I'm trying to also just trying to get back to, like, just kind of enjoying work a little more. You know, like, there's always, like, it's a fun job. There's always going to be stressors and this and that. But, like, I don't know, just like enjoying the 4 hours I'm on the air talking to people.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's been kind of like, I don't know. Now I'm almost getting worried when the pandemic ends. Like, it's going to be so weird having people back in the office. Like, it's kind of nice. It's just the four of us.
Yeah, that's got to be cool, man.
Yeah, it's easy.
Dude, it's going to be, I used to have that place to myself, and then I'd go in during the day, and like, so the lighting's different too, but it's wild when you get used to having that place completely alone, and then you walk in and it's just bustling on a Thursday afternoon, like, what? So it's, there's going to be a bit of a adjustment there, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Back to basics for me. You know, like I was saying before, I've always kept my nutrition and fitness pretty basic. And, you know, the I would say there's a lot on my business that I don't need to get back to basics, because that would imply that I was like doing things the whole time. Like, I'm just trying to keep my business growth basic and not try and be all, you know, unrealistic and crazy about it, and just have a good time and like pay my taxes and keep my bookkeeping up so my accountants can handle it. Like, once I hired them a couple months ago, I think I talked about that, and that was big. And you know, I would say the biggest thing on, you know, back to basics, just in general for me, like Ted was talking about, like, to me, the most basic thing is kind of being present and in the moment. And there's always joy to be found in it, right? And just when you were talking about work, like, I love all my clients. I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I've been finding a lot more joy in it, right? And just, like, been freestyling a little bit. It's not always what I had written down for the plan, right? We go off track, either with exercises or with talking about stuff that's going to make a bigger difference in the other 166 plus hours in the week where I'm not with them. Right. And so just really trusting myself on that level of like, yeah, they know you can write a good workout, dude, but like, sometimes I can just tell there's something more to touch on or to get into, or a little detour to take. And like, being present and trusting myself are like very basic principles that help me accomplish that.
Wow. All right. Tight. For me, I'm just, I scheduled a dentist visit. And I'm doing my taxes this week. Just adult basics.
Oh, Kyle, by the way, do you know what today is?
I do not.
So there's two things. Number one, it is Taryn's birthday. Happy birthday, Taryn.
Happy birthday, Taryn.
Shout out, Taryn.
It's also National Popcorn Day.
I think that was on Saturday, my friend.
Really?
Well, okay, I'll say this. There's a little bit of controversy within the popcorn world. If you're curious, there are actually two official National Popcorn Days. One falls in January and the other is like May or June. But I know with my business partner, we decided we weren't celebrating this year, but he did mention something about Saturday. I didn't actually look it up, so you might be right. Maybe he was just thinking that Saturday's like the closest day that we were going to be open, because we're only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I don't know. You might be right. But
I'm just going with the hashtag I saw all day today. Seemed pretty cut and dry. all right. Well, there you go. We'll be back next week. It's like, I don't think we have anything coming up or not going to be around. So we'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Get back to basics. First step's the hardest step. It's also the easiest step. So just go ahead and take it. All right. For MCTV, for Kyle, I'm B10 Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Dude.
Just mindful somebody. Somebody's like, what? Whoa, shit, he's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.